True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Primetime with Isaac and Souk.
What do girls want anyway?
Well, apparently not total losers.
We're pretty good at basketball.
Yeah, as long as we don't have to run or jump or dribble or nothing.
Isaac Robb.
Hey, you guys up for a little game?
Sure.
Well, let's make it interesting. Say $20.
How about 50?
You're on.
Jason Sukanik.
Dude, we don't have $50. We don't have 20.
This is Primetime on the Fan Sports Network.
What the hell's up with that?
We win, and they get the chicks. That sucks, dude.
105.1 and 1080.
Dude, I'm telling you, it's jobs. We gotta get jobs. Then we get the khakis. Then we get the chicks.
The Fan.
Hey, what it do?
Ahoy!
What's up?
Just some hot guys. Lewis and Clark talk behind the scenes.
Yeah, I just... Buckley just told us that Lewis and Clark is... has taken to the streets to name their new mascot.
My favorite is, so I asked Buck. He said it might be worth touching on because there's a bunch of options. And I said, are they getting a new mascot or are they changing mascots? And Buck goes, I don't know. I think Lewis and Clark might have been problematic. So they were pioneers. Like, it's something.
Yeah, I don't know how they got here, but as I was perusing the news just before we came into the studio, I saw that there are 8 choices that you can pick from or vote on, I guess.
And I just love the absolute kind of dismissive disdain. Like, I don't know. They were the pioneers or something. It's problematic to somebody.
Yeah, like, I said I think they might have been problematic towards Native Americans. Now, I don't know if that's true or if they... actually,
well, let's look.
Helped them.
I just love that that's where we're at. Like, I don't know, man. It's problematic. I don't know. We're naming a new mascot. We got some choices. Were they the pioneers? Is that what they were?
I don't know that either.
I have no idea.
Yes.
Where's Swag? Swag somewhere is yelling at the radio, being like, you don't know.
Lewis and Clark is in the process of selecting
the situation.
A new mascot to replace the Pioneers mascot, which was a point of contention for students and the community.
What?
Due to its historical connotations.
The Pioneers? Okay.
Aren't Pioneers someone just like doing something new where no one's gone before? Or
so is it, I mean, the university is named Lewis and Clark. Wouldn't Lewis and Clark be the definition of pioneers or explorers? Like, I don't know. It's a... whatever.
Change the name of the university while you're at it.
Let me just say this. I'm gonna back up. Like, I don't know. It's problematic to someone. It's problematic to students in the who? How many people? 9? Were 9 people upset about this? It's like when they changed the Civil War. Like Dennis Dixon and 4 people were like, can't have the Civil War, which we still don't have a name for. So go. What are the choices? What can we name?
Well, hold on. I'm with you. Okay. Who cares?
Yeah.
That said, yeah, it's kind of fun to rename a school.
Sure, but it's not going to be renamed.
Or, I mean,
it's the mascot.
That's what I mean.
Because some high schools have had, some high schools are completely,
Wilson High. Canceled. What is Wilson now? Ida B. Wells, I think.
Something.
You don't know.
I don't. I really don't.
Well, you know that we have a Lewis and Clark, famous Lewis and Clark alum here. You know that, right?
We do?
Yeah, we've talked about it multiple times. You clearly aren't paying attention.
Is that a Ryan Cooley? Yeah.
There it is.
Didn't the little general play like linebacker?
The little general was a linebacker at Lewis and Clark. We should get him in here, stat.
Which, by the way, can I just say I find that adorable? He was running around. You guys picture him in some little hutch pads. You know, like one of those little kiddie uniforms out there playing linebacker. I guarantee Ryan Cooley had the world's largest shoulder pads. That was back. It was a simpler time.
Yeah.
You weren't anyone unless you had oversized shoulder pads and a giant face mask.
Yeah, that was just, like, you didn't have a choice.
No.
Back
just
then.
How we, that's just what we did.
It's a bit like, not to corkscrew Giorgio Armani into the show, but to corkscrew Giorgio Armani into the show.
Yeah.
He died today. Did you know that?
I didn't.
He was still with us.
When did he croak? I didn't see this.
Today.
No, but like, was this, this could have been this morning. I didn't see it.
Yeah, he died today.
Okay. I didn't know he was still alive.
I didn't either. He was 91.
Ooh.
And so I had to Google, because I know him as a, you know, he's like a designer and stuff, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
But I'm like, what did he design? Like, what's he known for? So I Googled that, and I have the answer for you.
Okay.
And it goes hand in hand with the oversized shoulder pads.
Ooh.
Because he is the guy who deconstructed the men's suit. He took the men's suit back in the 70s, mm-hmm. you know, with the big shoulder pads and the big Phil Jackson pointy shoulders.
Yeah, the lapels from, you know, that you could fly away on.
He took those out, and he added silks and linens, and boom, he became a billionaire.
How about that? Boy, he's a... He looks, he is very, very tan.
No, he's not.
Well,
he was dead.
I bet you
he's white as a ghost.
White
right
as a ghost
now.
At that point.
But maybe not.
Yeah.
Maybe they, you know.
I don't know.
Maybe they throw makeup on him.
I don't know if any of those, like, you know, the Coco Chanels and the Versace, I don't know what any of them are famous for other than just being famous.
Well,
like, I know they're luxury brands, but like, did.
Well, they sell a lot of merch.
Yes, but I didn't know, like, did Versace start something? Did Armani apparently deconstructed the suit?
Versace.
Coco Chanel, I think, cozied up to the Nazis. I think that was her deal. By the way, that's true. You should go ahead and look that up. Bit of a...
Is she still with us?
No. I mean, that was from the 40s. I don't even know
who she is.
No.
I mean, I kind of thought that the Armanis of the world and the Versaces of the world were dead too, so I didn't know.
Now watch me say this.
Well, Versace was murdered, you know, famously on the steps of his home in Miami.
Yeah, I think they had like an FX series about it, House of Versace.
Yeah, it's actually pretty good. And there's that, his house is now a restaurant and bar.
Oh, that's weird. No, Coco Chanel died in the 70s.
Okay.
But she did, the Nazis came in and she was like, well, go Nazis. So that happened, but.
Okay. Well, anyway, Armani was 91.
Okay.
And he got rid of the giant shoulder pads.
Which is good.
In football.
Yeah. I don't know who got rid of the giant shoulder pads. Like, I know we know Armani did. I don't know who's responsible in the game of football.
Can I? Well, I don't know. Do you think it started on defense or with the quarterback?
Well, the quarterback probably had the smallest one first, but I remember, like, because I played high school in the 90s, right? Early 90s, mid, and we had the big shoulder pads. When I see photos of myself in high school, world's largest shoulder pads.
What about Urlacher? Do you think maybe he had something to do with it? Because I'm thinking.
No, because I played against Urlacher in college.
Well, let's look.
So,
yeah, see, he doesn't have the huge shoulder pads.
Well, that's what I'm saying. So high school, we had the big shoulder pads in the neck roll. And then in college, I remember them being like a little smaller.
They're kind of big.
And then when I got to the NFL, you know, actually, I think it might have been the Denver Broncos. Because when I got to the NFL and I was with the Broncos and they were handing out shoulder pads, I was like, dude, what are these?
Well, wasn't Ed McCaffrey notorious for wanting the smallest ones he could get because he didn't want anything extra to grab onto?
Well, and the Bronco linemen were not big guys and they all were. And so that's, it was kind of one of those, like, we don't need to be 330 pounds. And so everyone started wearing the little shoulder pads. I remember getting mine from the Broncos and thinking, dude, these are like half the size of anything that I've ever used, and it was just the way it was.
So the AI says early 2000s, and they basically just were able to make them out of lighter material, and so because they were sleeker and lighter, or because they were lighter in material, they could just be sleeker, and guys thought that they were too bulky, hindered their movement.
It came to the point where no one cares about being protected anymore, it's just about movement.
Yeah.
Michael Bennett wore... like quarterback pads. Michael Bennett had the world, the old defensive lineman, he had like the world's smallest shoulder pads. And so more and more guys, like in college, we had to wear knee braces and we had to like wear all this. You get to the NFL and everyone's like, dude, just, you have to be able to move. And I just, that it was starting there again, like early 2000s when I came in, everyone started wearing really, really small pads. And now like no one even wears leg pads. Everyone wears hot pants. Dude, there's guys out there wearing like sliding shorts.
That's happening in baseball too. They're just going way up there.
Yeah. It's a whole thing.
I cannot find photos of the little general at Lewis and Clark drilling some poor quarterback.
I promise you he had giant pads.
Oh yeah, I know. Promised. I'm sure he did. I wanted to see a photo and it doesn't exist, which leads me down another path.
Did he?
Did the little general play linebacker at Lewis and Clark?
You know, I run into a lot of guys that that have that like, yeah, I played back in the day, and there's really no
he didn't.
Evidence of them ever playing, but you know, whatever.
Prove it. Okay, so what are the eight options for Lewis and Clark's new mascot?
So we have the Cascades, the Herons, the Lynx, the Mammoths, the Pronghorns, as in pronghorn antelope, the River Otters, the River Hawks, and the Timberwolves. Those are your choices. Voting begins September 10th.
I have a favorite.
Well, I do too.
You do?
Yeah.
Pioneers?
Oh.
No.
Just leave it
alone.
Of
those eight, okay, I will.
Yeah.
Of those eight, I was saying
leave the pine, like just make them the pine. Yes. Yeah.
But of those eight, I like the River Otters.
Yes.
I do too.
Yeah. Well, you know me on this show. I am very pro otter.
I think we just decided.
Yeah. For River Otters.
That should win.
Yes. 100%. And by the way, if you are going to change a mascot that no one has a problem with other than like nine people that need to get over it, the River Otters is a great choice. I support the outrage if it leads to me getting the Lewis and Clark River Otters. And damn it, I may buy. If you come up with a cool interlocking LC with an adorable little River Otter on top of it, you can convince me to buy a hat.
And as it turns out, Lewis and Clark were slave owners, so they should probably just change the school's name to River Otter U.
Sign me up. Sign me up. Here's the thing. Don't look into history. It ain't pretty.
No.
There is nothing you're going to find.
Do you think people were worse then or now?
What do you mean? Worse about
just
what?
Like as people. Like, were just, we more good people?
Society
more bad people?
Was worse.
Yeah.
It's not that there was more good people. It's just society was worse. And we all want to believe that we would have been the like avenging angel back then. But you don't know because you weren't raised back then. Nothing good happened before like 1971. It just didn't. Have you ever talked to your grandparents? Have you ever sat down and talked with someone that was born in 1901? Nothing good will come out of their mouth. It's just a series of bad things that happened. And you try to deal with it in context the best that you can.
The YouTube chat is saying, just like the duck does the push-ups after scores, the River Otter can shuck little oysters on his tum-tum for every point that they score.
Yes, yes, yes.
Great idea.
I have taken a tour, by the way, of Mount Vernon and of, it's Monticello, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or is it Monticello? Cello.
I think it's Monticello.
Monticello. And by the way, buckle up when you go to those two places. You're going to see some stuff that's going to make you really, really uncomfortable. There's some really cool moments where you're going to be like, oh, man.
Did you say Monticello?
I think it's Monticello.
Monticello.
Yeah. You're going to see some stuff, and that's Thomas Jefferson's house, and it's George Washington's house. You're going to see some really cool stuff while you're there and some really neat historical stuff, and you're going to get welled up with pride a little bit, and then you're going to be like, curveball. You're like, whoa.
All right, we got to keep her on track today. We actually have a busy show. Now, most of the time, this show, the content of this show is basically us just trying to make something happen.
Yes.
That we have been doing for 20 years.
Yes.
But today, we actually have things to get to.
Hey, look at us. Who would have thought we'd be here?
Sometimes I don't like that.
but here we are.
Today I do, because we have two very important things. One, the NFL is here. And so we have the backup quarterback game, and the over-under has never been higher.
Yeah,
5 p.m.
You keep ratcheting this thing up.
Yeah, well, you watch a lot of
preseason
football.
I like to call it unnecessary preseason football.
We will also have the third-string quarterback game today.
That always makes me nervous, because that's a new one, and because the third string quarterback often changes. Like I
some of them are easy.
There are some statesmen, and there are others that are just a rotating cast of rookies. So yeah. It's tough.
Or I see someone that played well in the preseason, and I know he's not the backup, so I assume maybe he's the third guy. But
then he played well enough; he got picked up and put on another roster. Yeah.
I'm gonna give you one observation, having prepared the game. Mm-hmm. I think that a lot of the old guard rotating backups, yeah. like the same guys that would just be on a different team every year yeah. or every couple of years, mm-hmm. they're phasing out.
Are they?
There's a new set of, there's some of them are still there,
yeah.
but there's a new set of perennial backups.
Because I'm just kind of thinking through my head, and I know for a fact that there's a handful of the old guard that I still know is out there. But Lee.
Well, like I said, there's some of them are out there.
The Easton Sticks of the world coming up hard. I don't know if he's. I don't know if he's stuck or not.
I don't know. I think he played in the preseason, but I don't know if he was
he
on a roster.
He played well in the preseason. I didn't know if Atlanta kept him yeah. as the.
Oh, see, I didn't even know he's with Atlanta. I've never seen his name.
I am going to tell you right now that he is not on the list.
So he's not a third.
So
string
do
guy.
Not.
Oh,
pick him.
I know he's not the backup. I thought maybe they would have kept him as the third because Kirkers is the back. That's an easy one.
Don't see him on here. No. A lot of people saying he's not in the league.
No. Cousins.
You like that?
Yeah.
You like
I thought you were
that?
About Easton Stick.
I wasn't certain if they put him as the third string quarterback or not.
Again, a lot of people saying he's not in the league. He's not on my list.
You have to tell me if a team has a third string quarterback for me to make a guess.
Well, yeah. So there's only 14.
Okay.
So 14 of the 32 teams kept a third stringer.
I'm confident in my backups. I am not confident in the third string.
You'll get more than you think.
Okay.
So that'll be in the 5 o'clock hour. And then today at 4, as if that's not enough, bogging us down.
I know.
Sports talk. Dan Lanning will be on our show today at 4 p.m.
We spin to win.
Hopefully in a good mood because we're at Montana State.
You spin to win.
Or you save money to make excuses when you lose. Line of the year so far.
So the NFL is here. Let's talk about it.
No more sleeps.
No more sleeps. Not, as a matter of fact, we get football, football, so cue up your tea for the next 5 nights, or 5 days and nights.
Yeah. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday.
Yep. And maybe something on Tuesday, but I doubt
it. Is there some action or something?
It's exciting times.
We're grinding our face off right now.
God, we're already in it. We'll start with Cowboys-Eagles next on The Fan.
I was too busy grinding my absolute face off.
The boys of Fall.
Could we get a Myers Leonard version of Boys of Fall?
Ooh, that's a good idea.
That's the
Who
collab.
Who needs Kenny Chesney when you have Myers Leonard?
That's the collab we didn't know we needed, but damn it, we do.
Well, the Boys of Fall have already started.
That's true. Yeah.
The pros start tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Cowboys.
Well, actually, the Boys of Fall are the high school kids.
I guess that's true.
So
just that all football's going on now, and it felt important.
Haven't the Boys of Fall high school boys already started?
Well, school's just starting like this week in some places, so this is probably week one.
Yeah.
Should we know that?
I do believe it was 0 week for Oregon high schools last week, so I think some teams had a game, but I think everyone's going to have one this week.
Look, don't put us into a suppose this sort of thing. I don't
but,
like this.
Well, if you'd like to know more about that, recruiting with Andrew Nemec tonight at 7 o'clock. Right. You'll
Thank
hear
you.
Plenty more about the Oregon high school season.
What a great pivot.
I do like that. I'm looking at the schedules right here. There are no 6A. Oh, that's for Thursday. Never mind.
6A?
Well, it's like there was no schedule for today, but today's Thursday. I keep thinking today's Friday for some reason, but.
Wow.
We
have a short week and you're already on Friday?
There's an S ton of games tomorrow, so.
Well, anyway, we've got the NFL tonight.
Mm-hmm. And there were a handful of games last week, it does look like. I mean, Buck was right.
All right. Who won? Read us the scoreboard.
No.
Maybe we'll cue up a little background, like high school scoreboard music.
One of our listeners said, wish me luck, I'm about to ref my first high school football game.
Hey, good luck, sir.
I told him to throw a flag early on a non-penalty just to screw people and, like, get the jitters out. Get it out of the way now. Start the booze early. You know, get warmed up. Get the flag tossing. Just for no reason. Call a procedure penalty.
I'm talking to America here.
Yeah. Just throw one. You got to assert your dominance early with these high school kids.
Well, and I think my advice to you would be throw the flag really high.
Oh, I like
I mean,
it.
Hard
make
out
that,
of the
pump. Make that your signature.
Straight up like a rocket. That's what I would do.
Just wing that.
Because then you look like, oh, wow, this guy.
Yeah.
Emphatically calling.
Respect my authority.
A penalty.
Yeah. On to real football, though.
Yeah, we got the Cowboys-Eagles tonight. Now, real quick, I wanted to tell you that Stream East has been shut down.
Yeah, I saw that.
So,
dude, I went East for years.
Yeah.
I was a big fan.
It was a good way to illegally watch
everything.
Yeah, everything. I only use it for NFL, but yeah, and it is gone.
Yeah.
They said that...
like two dudes, right?
What?
They got two guys that were like, I guess...
That were running it?
That were running it.
Yeah, they caught him in Egypt or something like that, right? They were like...
Something
they were in Egypt?
I'm pretty sure. Well, like, they were, I'll pull up the details, but I think that's the case.
They were overseas, and I want to say like a year ago, the government came out, and when you went to Stream East, there was a big logo saying it had been shut down. And then Stream East taunted the government and was like, whatever. Like, we just moved one dial over. Because they had all kinds of URLs that they used.
Yeah.
So Stream East was shut down for like a day last year, and then they taunted and came back. And now I guess they actually, they got them.
Yeah, so they, it was the largest illegal sports platform anywhere.
Yeah.
And I would imagine another one will pop up.
I would assume.
Shortly. But as of now... You might have to bite the bullet.
Yeah, they caught him right outside of Cairo with the help of Egyptian police.
Now, those guys are probably going to jail. See, that's the thing.
I would assume.
Like, when you and I are watching that,
I
sleep easy watching that because it's like they don't care that I'm watching it, even though it's illegal. They care about the people who are putting it out there.
Mm-hmm.
And so they cut the head off the snake,
but
I'm sure another snake will slither here forth.
There's a lot of different options out there. You know, and people...
I broke down and got the YouTube... TV... Sunday ticket this year.
Yeah.
Because Verizon offered a big discount. And I was like, you know what? The streaming thing, sometimes it would buffer.
Sure.
It was just, they broke me down. They wore me out.
It can be a pain in the ass.
They wore me out.
The amount of UFC and big boxing fights, that number is astronomical. Because that's one. Like, that's a hard, I have a hard time dropping $80 on something like that. But the NFL, you can bite the bullet, grab the package.
A 2023 study found that 11% of U.S. adults pirated content in the previous year.
I'm shocked that it's that low. Although I do hear from people that want to pirate, I don't think people know how to pirate.
And then you don't want to just plug that into Google for whatever reason.
Yeah, like, I think people fear, like in the old LimeWire days, that you're getting ready to download like 247 Shania Twain songs, and you're also worried about getting that Andromeda Strain uploaded onto your computer. And so I think people freak out about that.
I think it's funny that the NFL doesn't really care.
No.
They're making so much money.
Yeah.
They're like, whatever.
I know the UFC cared because it's a pay-per-view thing.
Well, for them, that matters
that
a lot
matters
more.
A lot more.
But the NFL, dude, how much of the money are they making every year? Billions upon 15, 20 billion? They don't
fine.
Care. 11%? They're like, fine.
It's like when you look at one of these companies like Target or Walmart and you realize that what they have built in for shoplifting and like, you know, it's just... You're like, oh my God. And they're like, eh.
Sometimes there's collateral damage.
Yeah. Or like Costco with the return policy. Like you can return like a used potato at Costco and they're like, okay, whatever. They just chalk it up because you keep paying the membership and keep coming back.
So we got Eagles, Cowboys.
Mm-hmm. How about them Cowboys?
I mean, I don't know. I mean, it's a divisional game. Like those games are always kind of good.
Well, you got a Super Bowl hangover, the raising the banner, getting rings, like all that stuff. You can get eye off the ball.
Could be a good game. Could be. You know, the Eagles' defense is a little, is newer.
Yeah.
And so that could lead, and Dak's healthy. You know, that could lead to the Cowboys having some offense. And then the Eagles, you know, are going to have some offense.
Sure.
And so maybe it's a good, fun, high-scoring game.
The Cowboys,
you know,
last year, obviously, it did not go well. But if you look, I think three of the previous 4 years, Dallas won 12-plus games. Dallas is going to have a good offense, right? Like, so I just think there's this notion, and you talked about this yesterday, like pushing back on narratives. The narrative is that the Cowboys are a joke and that Jerry is a buffoon. And by the way, I mean, some of that.
Well, Jerry is a buffoon.
Jerry is a buffoon. And you.
But
can...
did you hear that the Eagles wanted Micah Parsons and Jerry said no?
Yes.
That's actually a smart move by Jerry.
Yes,
you can't trade Micah to the Eagles.
No, you cannot. And then just watch him just whoop your ass twice a year and the Eagles are going to beat you down. But that also says something about the seriousness of the two organizations is the Eagles find a way to pay everybody and would have paid Micah Parsons, and the Cowboys are fretting over, you know, this crap. So again, Philadelphia is a much greater team than Dallas, but you know, in an opener and no one's expecting anything from Dallas, it wouldn't shock me like every other NFL game if this ended up being a close game. But I think Philly's favored by what, 8.5? I mean, the Eagles are a much better team. The Eagles, top to bottom, are the best roster in the NFL. I mean, they're the defending Super Bowl champs. And it's weird because for a defending Super Bowl champ, we're not really talking about the Eagles that much.
I don't think anyone trusts Sirianni.
And that may be it.
You know?
Yeah. Although I did see, it was, I think Dan Orlovsky called Nick Sirianni and Jalen Hurts the modern day Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid, even though Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid are still doing it right now. I just
the modern day. Wait,
I don't.
We buried them already.
They are the modern day.
Hand to God, some of the stuff that is coming out of that. What is the what's the morning show?
Is it First Take?
First Take with Orlovsky and just.
Well, did you see some of the Ryan Clark stuff?
No, he's on Get Up.
Oh, is that what it is?
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah. Some of the topics that they've had the last 48 hours on Get Up are like,
hey,
what?
This is gonna make me sound well. Who cares?
Sure.
I saw. Is it Lewin?
Taylor, who are the
Taylor Lewan?
Lewan, the bussin' guys.
Yeah,
they were on Get Up this morning.
Yep.
Yeah, they're doing a bunch.
So
of stuff
they're now going to be on ESPN, and I got to tell you, they're fun.
Yeah,
that's and this is what I was going to say. It's going to make me sound stupid because I know they're a huge deal.
Yeah,
I have not consumed them one time. I've never seen them. I've never heard them. I know of them, and I saw them today talking football on Get Up, and I got to tell you. That show became instantly better.
Yeah.
So they were initially Barstool guys, and they became Barstool's biggest football podcast, and then they got their own massive multi-million-dollar deal from FanDuel, broke away from Barstool, and now got a deal to partner with content, or ESPN content, to bring some of their
Will
stuff
Will Compton,
there.
Who was a kind of a journeyman linebacker, and then Taylor Lewan, who was a really
huge
good old lineman.
Offensive lineman. Yes. He just looks... He looks way younger and better than I would.
Well,
he
I lost a bunch of weight, but he was a really, really good O-lineman in Tennessee.
I saw too that the Big 12 is going to get Barstool. Did you see that? The Big 12 and Barstool are in an agreement.
Yeah.
To have the Barstool, whatever Barstool does on game day,
Fox has already put Portnoy on Big Noon Kickoff too.
Right, but so the Big 12 is going to have the Barstool, whatever they do on Saturdays, out at their campuses.
Yeah.
So it's almost like their own little.
College game day. Yep.
And that's smart too, because that there's a lot of bros that love that stuff.
Yeah, and Barstool started as a campus kind of frat party thing. And so
So between McAfee, Barstool, Bussin' with the Boys, we're actually getting some relatable fun. I mean, we are. Yeah. Like these stiff, former players who shock jock type guy, it's just no one cares. It's
stupid. Guys like Lanning like opening up to guys like that.
Yes.
Oh, they love it.
They're way
more relatable.
The Bussin interview with Lanning might have been the best interview I've. It's certainly, I'll say this. One, it's long form, so you can it lends itself to that. But I've never seen Lanning more relaxed and more free than off season sit down with Compton and Lewan.
Wait till 4 o'clock today, right here on 105.1 The Fan.
You gonna get down there and lift with him? Because that's the key. You gotta get down there and hoist weights.
There's a lot of tea. But hey, they're fun. At least they're fun. They're just normal, you know?
Yeah.
And they played, so they have that pedigree, and they're just, I don't know. It's way better.
Yes. It's more, it may not be the most serious thing in the world, but God, at least it's not, is Arch Manning still a generational talent? Which again, was a conversation that was had. Like, it's some of that stuff, the Skip Bayless, Stephen A. stuff, just makes me want to put my head through a window. And whatever you think of that, those other guys, at least, like you said, it's fun, it's entertaining, it's energetic.
All right, are you ready for the virtual first down measurement tonight?
Yeah. I mean, we saw some of that in the preseason. It's better than the stupid sticks that they...
Most people don't watch preseason, so I'm guessing that tonight...
They'd be like, hey, what is this?
What in the hell? You might be shocked by it. It is kind of shocking at first.
Yeah, the little animation thing is a little off-putting, but that's what they do in tennis. They give you the little animation. And I think it's the same thing as that the Hawkeye system?
Yeah.
I think is what it's called?
Yeah.
But don't worry, the sticks will still be there in case something goes wrong.
Yeah, the old stick guy's pissed off.
Well, wait till
doing it for 40 years.
I don't even feel those guys get paid. I think they just volunteer and get to be on the sidelines.
All right. The Seahawks are doing something fun. We'll have that next.
They got a big game. This is top three game for the weekend for me.
Yeah. And
Seahawks Niners.
Dan Lanning will join us in about 30 minutes. But first, here's Buckle Sports Center.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It's a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money, and more importantly, on your life. Listen and follow Jill on Money on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oregon coach Dan Lanning will join us in 20 minutes.
You ever see a cheetah stretch?
No. Well, maybe.
I've seen cats stretch in the morning. And
yeah.
You know, my dog, you can sleep when you die.
My dog stretch. I do like that one. Cheetah stretch, so no stretching. You sleep when you die. And being, my favorite is being sick as a choice. That was right at you, cat daddy.
Winning football is winning football.
Of course there's that.
I like this one.
They're fighting for clicks. We're fighting for wins.
Loved it.
Yeah.
You're tough for your helmet.
My new favorite one is still, some of us spend to win and others save their money or what, I don't remember. It's some of us.
Some save so they have an excuse when they lose. Was that it?
Something like that. That's just, it's my favorite landing.
He said, we spend to win. Some people save to have an excuse as to why they don't.
I love that. That's just,
we spend to win.
It's amazing.
So the Seahawks will be here on the Fan. Well, the Ducks game will be on the Fan.
Yeah.
And then the Seahawks are on the Fan.
Hey, look at us.
God. And they're playing the Niners.
Like I said, it's a top three game for me. And it may
That's
not
a big
be
deal. Thank you very much.
And it may not be top three in terms of like the best teams, but I think you're going to learn
huge game
a lot. And it's a divisional game. I think it's a division that is very winnable. And
well, Stafford might be dead.
Well, and this is my thing. I've said if Matthew Stafford plays 14 games, the Rams are my pick out of the NFC.
But he might be dead.
It's possible.
Like, they're already talking about him. It's rough.
I know. And so, like, all of a sudden,
they cloned him, remember? He's actually dead.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
And it's like, it's up for grabs, and you now have a Seahawks team that is hell-bent on running the ball, and they're building a bully, right? They're not going to try to outscore you. They're going to try to cram it down your throat and play defense. And you have this supposed rebuilt offensive line. You throw in Gray Zabel, the two healthy tackles. They re-signed Abe Lucas, by the way, today, which if Abe Lucas stays healthy, that's a great value. If he's hurt again, whoops. But you have this rebuilt offensive line, this commitment to run the ball, and now you got a 49er defense that is starting like the worst pair of defensive tackles in the NFL. And they needed to rebuild their line so they didn't get run on. So it really is kind of a like push-pull here of what we're going to see. And for everyone that's kind of like, there's no two teams in the division that have different vibes right now than Seattle and San Francisco. Like, everyone's down on San Francisco. Everyone's crapping on them. It's been terrible. Everyone's hurt. There's, you know, too much discourse there. Like, Juwan Jennings doesn't want to be there. And it's just all this crap. And we're writing off the 49ers. And meanwhile, everyone's jocking Seattle, saying that Seattle is like this up-and-coming team and they're going to be the surprise. And something tells me that the 49ers might have a nice little reminder for people that when healthy, that's a really, really good team.
That's where, see, we get back into narrative.
Yeah.
The Niners are favored in Seattle.
Which is kind of
what
surprising.
What does that tell you?
Yeah.
That's not surprising
what,
at
tells
all.
You, tells you what Vegas thinks.
I just think the Niners, you know, the Niners when they, and they have down years.
It's like two and a half, by the way. It's a very close game.
Yeah, but they're favored in Seattle.
In Seattle.
So the talk that the Niners are, there's all this bad stuff in the Seahawks, just, I don't know. I just think it's all noise, which is why I can't wait for the season to start so we can actually get a look at them.
See what happens.
But the Niners have always bounced back under Shanahan. Mm-hmm. When they've had bad seasons, and last year they were 6-11, they've always bounced back.
Yeah.
And I know that they don't have a lot of the same, I mean, you know, they've had to turn over some guys on defense, mm-hmm. but I would discount them at your own peril.
Yeah.
I don't know what happens on Sunday, but.
Well, if Purdy's healthy, if Williams is healthy, if McCaffrey's healthy, if Kittle's healthy, you know, Juwan Jennings is going to play.
Well, health has always been their problem.
Health has always been the problem. And you know, Pearsall, Ayuk's going to come back at
some
point.
So have we now made up other narratives as to why the Niners aren't?
No.
Other than health?
No. Health, so and they have had to, they did have to shed some dead weight this year, but.
I mean, they had to cut some guys.
But they said as much. And those guys that they shed weren't really contributors because they were hurt. So I'm just very interested. These are two teams that I'm going to pull the Francesa. Like, I could see him winning this division. I could see him losing this division. And I just, like when I look at the Ravens and the Bills.
I could see them winning this game. I could see them losing this
That's
game.
That's the marquee game of the weekend. Right?
Oh, yeah.
Ravens,
by
Bills.
By a lot.
But here's the thing. The Ravens and Bills are both going to be there at the end. I mean, that's probably...
They should be.
I mean, they're right there. And maybe they have to go through each other, but like those are two elite teams, and you know they're elite. And nothing's going to change. Not one iota will I take from that game other than it's early in the year, and those are two really good teams. But with the Niners and the Seahawks, I think both of those can be playoff teams. I think both of those teams can win the division. But I'm going to learn so much more. I have so many questions about both of those squads. And like I said, styles make fights. And it seems to be where San Francisco's defense is the big question mark, is going to be where Seattle's wants to have their strength but has a question mark because they can they be the physical bully team. So I just think that game, believe it or not, even though it's neither one of those teams is anywhere near Buffalo and in Baltimore, that to me actually is from an X's and O's football nerd standpoint, that's a more exciting game.
See what the Seahawks are doing out there at Lumen.
What are they doing?
Did you catch this? So they have decided to announce conveniently that they are placing undercover cops in Niners jerseys.
Oh, to make sure we're all on
Sunday to make sure everyone is following the code of conduct.
Yeah, I know some teams have done this in the past, and it can get pretty rowdy up there in Seattle.
Sucker.
Well, yeah, but I just wonder if they actually are, or if they just say that. Isn't that enough to deter? Like,
oh, interesting.
You know, you don't actually have to do that.
Yeah. Well, but here's the thing: the fans that are getting into the brouhahas up in the nosebleeds. Dude, they're so liquored up. This won't stop them. It'll stop because you can get it before it turns bad. But I promise you, at no point someone that is going to get in an NFL fight, and if you notice, it's always up in the nosebleeds. Always. None of those people are sober enough to, in the moment when punches are getting ready to be thrown, to say, hey, I wonder if there's a cop around here. That's not going to enter into the equation. It just means that hopefully you get arrested before it turns into a full-on brawl.
All right, coming up next, who will be the first NFL quarterback benched? I have the odds.
Oh, I like it.
On the Fan.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It's a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money, and more importantly, on your life. Listen and follow Jill on Money on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, before we turn to collegiate football and talk to the head coach of the Ducks, Stan Lanning, in 10 minutes. I have the odds on who will be the first NFL quarterback benched this season.
I got a good guess who's the first one.
Yeah, I mean, there's a pretty obvious one on top of the leaderboard here.
Joe Flacco, right?
He's second.
Oh, he's second.
Yeah, there's a more obvious one. Now, Flacco is interesting to me because, so Flacco's at 3-1.
Okay.
He's interesting because I just feel like the rookies, I don't know, I think he's going to have to play really bad for them to throw a rookie in there, although they could be maybe eyeing a tank if they start slow. So, and then it's easy to just pull Flacco. So that's an interesting one.
If he's old, and he is, I'm saying because he's old, if he has a rough Joe Flacco game where he throws three picks and is limping around and he has a bad back, I that's the obvious one. The other one should be obvious, I'm assuming, but his backup sucks worse than him and is a rookie. I'm assuming Spencer Rattler then is the other one?
Yeah, Daniel Jones is third.
Oh,
he's 5-1.
Yeah.
Because they needed a brick right there.
Anthony
Richardson.
Yeah. But yes, the obvious choice is Spencer Rattler, and he is 2.5-1.
Yeah.
But
I'm just thinking of who the worst quarterbacks are. Would Penix be in there by chance?
Let's go down the list. Okay, so Rattler 2.5-1, Flacco 3-1, Daniel Jones 5-1. Mm-hmm. Then it's JJ McCarthy 7-1.
Really?
Russell Wilson 7.5-1. Justin Fields 8-1, Michael Penix and Tua Tagovailoa.
They're benching him for Zach Wilson.
That's 9-1. Then you have Caleb Williams 11-1, Geno Smith 11-1, followed by Cam Ward and Sam Darnold at 14-1.
See, I can see that. The key is you can't be a big money guy, and you have to have a somewhat capable backup. Like, Tua's not getting benched for Zach Wilson. JJ McCarthy's interesting because he's a rookie. You would think he's going to get a long leash, but if Minnesota, like, Carson Wentz is their backup. So, I mean, if he really is struggling and you think that Minnesota can win games, like, you're not in it to just, you know, to go through the tank like Cleveland, I could see that. Geno Smith, Kenny Pickett,
Probably not. I got two on there that I think are intriguing. One is Russell Wilson.
That's a good one.
7.5-1. And I looked at it today. Jackson Dart, you can get him to win offensive rookie of the year for over plus 3,000.
That's not a bad bet because if Russ struggles at all, Jackson Dart looked the part.
He looks good. If he gets in there, their defense is going to be pretty good, right?
Yes, it should be. And Dable and everyone there is coaching for their job. Like, a bad season gets their ass fired. So if Russ looks shaky at all, you cannot go down with the ship.
Well, he will.
Yes, you would.
That's what he is these days.
So
I think that's a good one.
That's a great value.
The other one that I think is good is Penix, because I just feel like with Kirk Cousins sitting over your shoulder, and I know Cousins isn't what he used to be.
Yeah. Still pretty good.
Penix, I don't know. Not sure about him.
They just lost their tackle for the year too.
So I think it could be very easy to go back to Cousins in Atlanta. Yeah. And that's 9-1.
Yeah. There's some value there. Yeah. But like Justin Fields is one that I could see, but you know, you break it, then you're going for Tyrod Taylor. You're not hell or high water, Justin Fields is going to be the quarterback of that football team. You're right. Find value in the backup is as important as the crappy play of the quarterback.
So there you go.
I like your odds. I like your Jackson. I might lay a little.
Yeah, you can get him. My book had him at plus 3150.
I like that number.
Bad, I mean, dude, that's
a good number.
It's a flyer.
Yeah, it's a flyer.
Why not?
If he's starting by week 6 or 7, yeah. that could be a really nice.
Gets in,
bet.
Lights the world on fire.
I assume Cam Ward is the favorite.
I would assume.
But, probably.
I mean, why?
Interesting.
I mean, I know he's the number one pick, but
just because he's gonna.
Is he gonna be that great?
He's gonna get the snaps.
Yeah, I mean, I think they're thinking maybe a Jaden Daniels situation, but yeah. I don't know.
Looks like Genty is the favorite.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, didn't he look bad in the preseason? Is he going to be good?
We don't know, but the preseason stuff, do not buy into that. He the first game, he took like two, three snaps, and both times he had guys at his ankle when he took it. And they had a decent second game where he actually got some carries, and I don't think he played in the third. So to answer your question, no one has any idea, but he is going to be a bell cow for them. So it's Genty, Ward, Travis Hunter, and then Tet McMillan with the Panthers as your.
I don't know, man. I think Dart's a decent flyer.
That is a good little flyer on there. He's way down there.
All right, the Oregon coach, Dan Lanning, joins us next as he gets set to take on Oklahoma State here on The Fan on Saturday. We'll get him in here and talk football when we return on The Fan.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It's a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and, more importantly, on your life. Listen and follow Jill on Money on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.